Oh, yeah, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting here on this Saturday morning watching the Manchester Derby. The Manchester Derby is a football game contested between Manchester United and Manchester City. And this happens a couple times a year. I've got my cat sitting here on my lap. She's trying to claw my legs, but I have blankets in position for safety. And oh my goodness, has this turned into a crazy, crazy game. Manchester City, being the best team in the league, broke out to an early lead in the first half and went up 2 goals. And by halftime, it was 2-0. In the second half, Manchester United has managed to come back. There's 15 minutes left in the game, and I wish I would have started doing the show earlier, but I was too caught up in this. Manchester United has come back and scored 3 goals. Manchester United is now leading 3-2 with about 15 minutes left to play. And this is crazy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, I'm sitting here with the pocket operator as well. Firmino has just gotten a yellow card. Martin Atkinson took his time. But boy, this game is getting to be rough. These teams are just beating each other senseless. And they're getting mad about it. You can't go this long. And so it looks like a street fight is going to break out at any second. Oh, it's just crazy. Isn't this crazy, Pippa? Yeah, Pippa. Pippa has no comment because she's so busy. Pippa's really busy. She's got to knead the blanket, trying to get the kitty claws into my leg. But, oh, you can't get your kitty claws into my leg. No, I got the armor. I got Banky armor. He's a good kitty. Valencia takes a throw-in deep in the City half. City manages to get the hands on the ball, and they're going to get out of it. Oh, and there's a real dirty tackle from Pogba. Pogba just slid in from behind. Oh, who did he slide on? And so Pogba has earned himself a yellow card. The cards be flying here in the Manchester Derby. Oh, and I thought there was going to be some punches thrown there too. But nope, Martin Atkinson, he's managing to keep control of the game. Martin Atkinson is my favorite referee. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just... Who is that? Otamendi? Oh, yeah, he went down hard. Attack from behind. Oh, it was a slide tackle from behind, and it looked like Pogba's studs were high, too. So, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, this game's getting a little frisky. People are starting to get a little violent. And they got some substitutions going on here. So Manchester United is sending off what's his name? And Jesse Lingard is going in. And it looks like they want to put in what's his name too? Alexis Sanchez comes off. Oh, and they're putting in Rashford first. And they'll put in Lingard later. So the game restarts. About 8 minutes left in regulation time. Probably about 12 minutes left in the game. De Bruyne crosses it across the field. Oh, and it looks like it's going to get violent. I've also got me a large cup of tea, but I don't want to turn around and grab it because I might miss something during the game. Okay, here we go. De Bruyne on the attack. De Bruyne in the box. He centers it up. Nobody's there. Manchester United doesn't quite clear it out. and it goes out of bounds. Oh, good tea. Oh, that's good. Good tea. Is that good tea? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Hey, Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
My cat's looking at me. What are you doing? Pippa's looking at me saying, you took your hands off me. You have to keep petting me. You can't take any breaks to drink any tea. Hi, baby. Yes, look at your face. Oh, who's so squinty? Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, it's a good baby. Looks like another fight is trying to break out. Some United guys have taken umbrage with the behavior of the City guys. And this is getting nutty. This is getting nutty. I do love I do love the Manchester Derby. And when I say Derby, I'm saying the word Derby the way the English say it. And a derby game is any football game wherein teams from the same city play each other. Okay, so obviously this is Manchester City versus Manchester United, and this is the Manchester Derby. I mean, Derby. Hey, what are you doing? There are lots of London derbies. Oh, you're trying to play with the cable? That's not kitty spaghetti. Kitties don't want to eat kitty spaghetti. That's the important wire for my equipment. You don't want to eat the wire. Kitties are trying to eat wires. Manchester United making another substitution here. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, derby games, derbies. So there's a lot of derbies. If Arsenal plays West Ham United, that is a London derby, both those teams being from London. If you have Spain playing Portugal, that is the Iberian derby, because they're both on the Iberian Peninsula. So it's not necessarily that you need to have a team in the same city so much as they need to be in close geographical approximation. Another derby is the Tyne and Wear derby, which is between Newcastle and Sunderland. These are towns that are on either side of the Tyne and Wear River. Or is it the Tyne River? Or is it the Wear River? I don't know. I'm not the English geography guy. I'm the guy watching Manchester United beat Manchester City. And if they win this, this will be a big deal. I mean, Manchester City is far and away the best team. They're in first place. There's no doubt they're going to win the season. And so, this game doesn't have anything to do with, you know, position or points or anything, but City hasn't been doing so great. They lost one of their Champions League games, too. It was bizarre. So anyway, Manchester United's back on the attack. I haven't given my throat enough time to be doing this, but I don't care. I had to start talking about this because now City is on the counterattack. It's about 7-on-7, and that didn't really come to much. 4 minutes left in regulation time. They're kicking it around. The ball's flipping and flopping. My cat is sitting here licking the blanket. Don't eat any fuzz and don't eat any kitty spaghetti. My cat, for some reason, likes to eat lint. So she finds a piece of lint. She'll just start eating it. No. It doesn't make any sense, but that's one of the weird things about my cat. So we have to keep her away from the fuzz. I got to be picking lint off the blankets all the time so she doesn't eat it. Because is it a silly baby? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. Oh, here comes a Manchester City corner kick. Looks like De Bruyne puts it up. The ball comes into the middle, but it gets headed weird. United recovers. I did do a little pocket operator programming last night, and I created a new pattern. We're going to listen to that in a second. As soon as I get a hand free, I got to hold all this stuff and pet my cat at the same time. And if I take my hand off my cat, then my cat looks up and says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And then she tries to eat the kitty spaghetti. That's no good for a baby. So last night I was bored. It was after midnight, and I was playing with my pocket operator. And I thought, oh, I want to try another rockers beat. And so I dropped the tempo down to hip-hop. And I tweaked some drum sounds. And the problem with rockers, and I was thinking, oh, I'll do 16-beat rockers. The problem with rockers is you got a lot of simultaneous hits. So I had to find the simultaneous hit sounds, and I programmed it up. And then I added a couple things. Put in the hi-hat. Uh-oh. City on the attack again. Thought De Bruyne was going in there, but no, they just drop another guy. It's getting violent. Oh, and there's a beautiful header by City. Who was that? Oh, it's Sergio Aguero. The ball came in. Sergio Aguero was inside the six-yard box. Gets his head on it, but it's just under the bar, but David De Gea, the United goalkeeper, just gets his hand on it, forces it over the bar. Boy, that was a close one. So anyway, this is what my new rockers beat sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I don't remember putting in that extra kick drum. Oh, wait, I actually vaguely do. I made a mistake, and I left it in. Here's another corner kick from De Bruyne. The ball's in front of the goal. De Gea somehow keeps it out. It comes off the post. Oh, my God, the ball goes out of bounds. I thought that ball was in the goal. Here's the replay. It comes in. Otamendi puts his foot on it. Oh, man, it gets right up to the line. It bounces off the post and De Gea pushes it out. It's crazy. This game is going crazy. And so anyway, there's the drum beat. Oh, and Martin Atkinson is throwing another yellow card. It looks like is it for Danilo or is it for Raheem Sterling? And what was it for? Man, I can't believe this. Manchester City almost had the tying goal. Pep Guardiola hides his face in his hands. It's okay, Pep. Tobe drinks more tea. Ah, it's so good. I can't look away from the game. It's just so crazy. We're past regulation time. We're in the 91st minute. Coming up on the 92nd minute, Martin Atkinson has added 5 minutes to the game. All right, and there goes the first minute of added time. 4 minutes to play. Oh, it's just craziness. Manchester United has the ball in the Manchester City half. They're trying to find something to do. Oh, and United guy goes down, another foul. We're going to have a lot of stoppages in play because there's going to be a lot of fouling from here on out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ander Herrera went down hard. Oh, and somebody got a yellow card for it. Or did somebody get a yellow card for dissent? Did Vincent Kompany, one of my favorite Belgians, did he just get a yellow card? Who was that card for? I don't think it was the person who fouled Ander Herrera. It looked like Vincent Kompany got it. Excuse me, Vincent Kompany. Looked like he got it for arguing with the ref or something. Oh, and there's another one. Jesus drops a United guy. Martin Atkinson comes running over with a yellow card. It's a yellow card festival. Oh, this is just ridiculous. Yeah, Gabriel Jesus just got a yellow card for dropping Ander Herrera. Ander Herrera is being... He's getting roughed up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, here comes the kitty. Okay, kitty's going somewhere else, so I can take these blankets off my legs now. Free kick to United. They are, what's 18 plus 18? 36? They are 36 yards out. Trying to figure out somebody to give it to. They've only got four guys ahead. Pogba along the edge of the field, trying to bring it up. Sits the goal line. Tries to center it up, but it bounces off a City guy, and so they've got a corner kick. United with the corner kick with apparently 2 minutes left to play.
Oh, yeah.
Am I excited about this? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like Manchester United, in an attempt to burn time, is going to make their last substitution. And I don't have my glasses on, so I can barely tell who's even playing. Ander Herrera is coming off. Okay. They don't want him getting mad and throwing any fists, because this game is just about to break out into a riot. Manchester United takes their corner kick, but they just hold it in the corner in an effort to eat time. And it goes out of bounds. Oh, no, it goes over the goal line for a goal kick. And we've got 1 minute left to play. Who's the goalie for City? Is it... starts with a K. Not Kaiser. Karius. He kicks it all the way down. Beep. And so City's got it in the Manchester City half with about 30 seconds left to play. De Bruyne to Kompany. Back to De Bruyne. De Bruyne looks to put it up in the center. He does, but somebody gets their head on it. Heads it back out to Kompany. Back to De Bruyne. De Bruyne up the side. De Bruyne and Vincent Kompany, two of my favorite Belgian players. They both play for the Belgian national team, and this is why I think Belgium is going to do good this year. Plus, they got Marouane Fellaini, the Hazard brothers, Torgan and Eden Hazard. What other Belgians do I know? I know very intimately about eight of the Belgian national team players just because they play in the EPL, and I watch them all the time. Okay, here's a goal kick from David De Gea. We're at 95-18. Time is up. The referee is going to blow this game dead very, very soon. But the ball goes out of bounds. Another throw in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is this game ever going to end? We've gone past the 5 minutes of added time, but the referee is accounting for Manchester United's substitutions and the other time-wasting stuff. Valencia throws it in for United. He puts it up to... is that Marcus Rashford? But he loses it. City puts a foot on it. The ball comes back to midfield. Vincent Kompany heads the ball. Gabriel Jesus back to Kompany. And now they're just sort of trading kicks back and forth. The referee blows the game dead. Oh, Manchester United with a 3-goal comeback win over Manchester City. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now we're going to get back to my new pattern here. We're going to listen to the drum beat, and then I'm going to bring the other parts in. I did add a bass line and some other noises, so this is sort of some dub rockers. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here comes that bass line. Does that sound vaguely distorted? I'm not overdriving any of the gear. Maybe it's just that bass sound. That's the new thing I got going. The big question is, what will I do next with this thing? I don't know. I do not know. Well, I'm impressed that Martin Atkinson managed to prevent another Manchester riot. Yeah. Looks like Manchester City will win the title next Sunday if they beat Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United loses to West Brom. That's not going to happen. And so if you're wondering if you can do dub rockers on a pocket operator, the answer is yes. I wish we could go outside today, but it's another cold day, although the snow is melting. The sun is out. The temperature is just above freezing, and so all of yesterday's snow has begun to melt. And isn't that fun? Yes, it is. You know, I was thinking about changing this bass line. Once I got this pattern going and I heard that bass line, it reminded me of something else. It reminded me of some other bass line in some dub track that I have heard, and it's been bothering me. So, what did I do? That's not what I want. Sounds so weird now. Okay, I'm screwing this up. This is not what I wanted to do, and I don't know why. This is not what I wanted, and I don't know why this is happening to me. So let's just take out all that bass. Okay. And now let's try to figure out what happened to our bass sound. And then I want this. And then I want this. Start it up. Okay. That's kind of what I wanted, but that's not the attack I was looking for. Oh, I don't know if I can adjust it. I'm turning the knob. I don't hear any difference. Oh, well. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to delete this any second now. I was going to just do another pattern, but I got too tied up in watching the game. So where are we with this? That bass line is not what I wanted. It's close enough, I guess. Bring that beat back. Okay, whatever. Oh, and that reminds me. Last night, I went out to dinner with my parents. And I had a taco and an enchilada, and they were delicious. And while we were sitting there in the restaurant, guess what song came on the radio? And they play all 80s music at this restaurant. I heard Rosanna by, who plays that? Is that Toto? Rosanna, important in the music world only because of the drum beat, the drum line. That drum part is considered to be one of the most difficult drum parts to play. And that is known as the Rosanna Shuffle. So I was thinking, hey, maybe I can program in the Rosanna Shuffle. No. And not on this 16-step, one-track drum machine. But still, that would be fun. And I was thinking about maybe we should program up the Tobe Shuffle. No, the Tobe Shuffle requires two drum machines, which means we're going to have to figure out how to sync this drum machine up with something else. And it's doable. I just don't have the parts I need to hack it together. So I'm still working on that. That might eventually happen. But not now. Not today. Where's my bass sound? There we go. Now I'm changing the tone. Except I didn't do it right. Apparently. Anyway, it's time for me to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Your home for dub rockers on a pocket operator. My name's Tobe. Do I have more football to watch today? I don't know, but I've got more tea to drink, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's 20 errors.